And now we are here with Damon Brown. He is the founder of Technicate Solutions. How you doing, Damon?
Doing real good.
Thanks for joining me on the show. Technicate. You know, we always wonder how people come up with the names of their businesses. How did Technicate arise?
It's actually got a pretty good story, and I hear from a lot of people, you know, Technicat, Techna, you know,
yeah.
But really, when you hear the story, you'll never forget it. When I had just gotten out of the military, I had started working for a mortgage company, and the mortgage company had me doing IT services, doing a lot of different solutions for them. And at the point in time, it was around 99, we were working into a new system, and it was called Genesis, and I had to do all the support around it. And I was talking to this lady, trying to help her through the system, go through it. And I'm walking away from her, and she goes, you know, you've created a great relationship with me, and I really like what you're doing. You technicate me every day. You should start a business technicating people. And it blew me up. I mean, it's I got to do that,
If you're if the name of your company becomes a verb, have you been technicated yet, right? That's... got to be some kind of milestone. But thinking about starting businesses, you know, we want to get to know the overview of your business and then talk about your entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah, sure. It really started there. When I got out of the Navy, I wanted to become a computer engineer, and I did. I got accepted to Cal State San Marcos and went through computer engineering, mm-hmm. computer science there. But right away, I started a business. It was the way that I did it with some future programmers there. We started started Technicate and started programming for people. And back then, you could sit down at a restaurant. I mean, it was the 90s. It was the internet bubble. I could sit down at a restaurant, sitting there, having conversation about what we're going to develop. And the guy next to me would go, hey, I'll give you $10,000 for the next idea. And it seemed like it would just blow up. And it did. It was great. So we started this business, and it kind of ran through college. Hmm. You know, just college cool. buddies doing this business.
So it was profitable from day one. You're making money right off the bat.
Right. And realistically, what I started recognizing is I'm better at the talk. You know,
okay.
I'm a good programmer, but I'm better at the talk, and I enjoy the entrepreneurial side of it. I enjoy the risk. I enjoy jumping off, and I enjoy the need to survive every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's been our thing. So it's been a lot of fun, you know, from an entrepreneurial standpoint. It's about the experiences, and it's a lot about luck, right, as
yeah,
we all have.
For
and,
sure.
and it's been a good time. You know?
Yeah. Okay. So give us an overview of what your business does today. What's it become?
So it's become we have 20 people working on multiple facets of the businesses we have. But Technicate itself is an agile-based application development company. We do both web and mobile application development. And we also do it from end to end. So we start designing the product, and we go all the way into the data center that we now own.
Okay.
So we do end-to-end. So if you have basically a product that you want to develop, you come to us to develop it. And that kind of turns into what our newest model is and our excitement around it. So
okay, well, let's talk about that. I mean, who is your customer in this new model? What does that mean?
So basically what we want to do is we want to turn the idea of being an application development company into a product-based development company.
Okay.
We want to start working with entrepreneurs to develop their business, look at their business from a technology perspective, a SaaS-based business, software as a service-based business, and look at it all the way through. Do all of the design all the way from the bottom layer up, and get them all the way either to angel investment or get them to where they're running on their feet and want to do their business from that standpoint.
Well, I meet with people all the time that have these great ideas, and they're missing one thing. They're missing that technical co-founder, or you know, they can't afford to go hire a team to build out a product. So what you're saying is you are that team.
We are exactly that team. And that's exactly what we want to bring to the table. So we want to pull in the subject matter experts, these guys that have great ideas and go, I just don't have the technical knowledge. You know, I just don't know. And we want to sit them down and go, hey, we're entrepreneurs, we're technologists, and we're sitting at the same table with you in order to design this product that we want to vet out, help you do. And potentially, if we see opportunity in that product, we may even invest in it, lowering their market cap, being able to get into the market, and the entry is significantly better. So that's the intent. And we also keep it in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we keep it here in order to make that business happen. And they're not going out outsourcing overseas where they're going to fail anyways.
Well, I'm an investor as well. So we're continuously looking to make sure that somebody's technical team is solid.
Right.
And when they have their brother-in-law doing it, who's doing it very part-time across the country, or maybe they have, I just need to give my guy in the... you know, overseas, a little bit more money to keep the thing alive.
Basement.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you start wondering, is this a good place for me to put my money?
Right.
Right. So how, when you're evaluating a potential investment, right, because it's an investment of your time, if you're taking a piece of equity, how do you decide which co-founder you want to go into business with?
You know, it doesn't start with anything else different. Someone sits down with you and they have this huge passion and they're like, bam, here's this idea. And they pull out, you know, 8.5 by 11 pieces of paper and they start taping them on the wall.
Yeah.
And you're like, you look at the idea and you look at them, and you look at the idea, and then they go, I'm really excited about doing it. It starts with passion, right? So so then you want to go out there and plan it with them and know, I mean, I've failed with businesses and succeeded with businesses, right? Because we've developed a ton of things. The one thing about technology that you're always doing is you have a customer that's in some industry that you don't know and they want you to develop a product for them, right? So usually what I look at first is whether or not they're excited about it.
Okay.
And then secondarily, it's whether or not that idea has legs.
Yeah.
You know, and you hear a ton of them. You know, you hear a ton of ideas. And,
so some of that's like knowing a market, right? So if we're talking about being in, you have a background in the mortgage market, but maybe you don't have a background in selling bicycle racks, for example.
Right. Yeah.
So how do you know which one's going to make money? Because you're not going to get your investment out. You're not going to get paid unless this guy or gal is successful.
Yeah, but they got to have a solid business plan, right?
So
good exit strategy, all of the good things.
How do you vet that stuff? Yeah, how do you know that?
Ask them the right questions.
Okay.
Ask them the questions of how they plan on getting started. Have they looked towards investment? What is their proper exit strategy? All of the things that we had to figure out in order to be entrepreneurs and business owners ourselves. You know, start there and make sure that they actually have a plan. Not only that, from a SaaS perspective, you have to be at least cutting edge, right?
Right.
Because you're going into an industry that was probably going to be not cutting edge by the time you're done with your development.
Yeah. I wonder how often you see ideas whereby, you know, somebody else is already doing that. Or guess what? Facebook could be doing that if they decided to do that tomorrow. Yeah. Where you sit there and you go, this is just not viable. Does that happen? I mean, that happens a lot. It's got to. Everybody thinks they can build an app and, you know, become the next Facebook.
Right. Right. Yeah. We had a call just the other day. Someone wanted us to do the development for free for Giggle.
Okay.
It was the competition
like
for Google.
Oh.
You know, and they were going to break the market by coming out with Giggle. And I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. But we knew that it was just, there was no entry, right? There's no entry. And, you know, I mean, there are different businesses that are out there that absolutely that happens. And there's other ones, though, also that you go in and you go, wow, why isn't that out there yet?
Right.
You know, or that seems like that's so stupid.
Yes.
That should be out already, you know, and those ones, that's big money right there, you know, I mean, that's
for
good market.
Sure. Yeah. Well, you know, here as an investor, we probably look for very much the same things, right? Passion for sure. Do they need another product? But I always think about the biggest decisions that the founder needs to get done right in the beginning are, they're so critical. Just starting any company, to me, I always look at that leadership team. Who are these leaders and can they work together?
Right.
Thinking about you and looking for these things.
Yeah.
I mean, what advice do you give to entrepreneurs and how do you poke holes in somebody's decision-making there at the beginning?
It's a bit of a long journey. So, I mean, 20 years, honestly, has taught me to be around and hire people smarter than me and enjoy those people. You know, I mean, we have a huge culture at Technicate, and I would recommend that to anybody. When you're starting off, make sure that you're in the room with people you respect and are heavily invested in what you are doing and enjoy it to a point in their experience where they're way smarter than you, and they're doing exactly what they should do in that vectored position.
Well, none of us, I mean, it seems like to me, every business that I've ever gotten invested into, the business plan changes, and I've made some bad decisions or some, so I had some false assumptions at the beginning of these businesses. I'm looking back at your career. What decisions did you make right at the beginning, and which would you say you would have done differently?
I was many. I would actually start off with the first thing that I did wrong is looking at someone going, I technicate people. I'm going to run out there and just start technicating people. I had no business plan.
Okay.
I was just a technologist that could help people. I literally had no idea what I was doing. And it took a lot of experience and education through multitudes of different, what other people call failures, but I can't. You know, I just see as learning experiences.
Absolutely.
You know, that were amazing experiences that helped me along the pathway. And getting here 20 years later really has just been a journey of those bumps and bruises until I actually found the right way to do it. And it's about passion. To me, it's about wanting to stay there, wanting to be free. And once you get that entrepreneurial spirit, man, you can't, I can't be anybody's employee.
What about founders? Did you get co-founders? What went into that decision?
Yeah, so well into it. When I came back to Sacramento, I actually was working for a corporation here, and I still kept Technicate going. And I started working next to another company that was a mortgage company, and they were doing different mortgage stuff, a couple of guys doing some mortgage stuff, and we just had a good relationship. And we were talking, one of the guys was fairly good at computers and wanted out a mortgage. The other guy was a brilliant dual-degree chemical engineer, wanted to get into project management, and we just had this conversation. We were both kind of struggling at the time, so we decided to move in and be roommates in the same offices. And in the time being, we recognized the technology was going to push us forward, and none of us could do it on our own. So we all became part of Technicate at that point. And at that point, we started blowing up into Datacate and now our own product, Blue Dag. Mm-hmm. And it's been a three-way partnership and, you know, three musketeers, if you will, in ways that we do things. And we're all talented in varying degrees of ways that some of us just don't have. And it's been such a great relationship.
How do you break up the responsibilities? Three musketeers, all for one, right, one for all. But sometimes you see people who aren't very good at dividing up the responsibilities. Mm-hmm. How do you guys do it? It's obviously working.
It's a zone defense. It really is. You know, it's one of those things. I was having a conversation with one of them the other day, and he was like, "I don't care what you're doing out. You know, you're going out there. You're going out in the public. It's awesome. It's going to work out for us. And I have this going back here, and you know for a fact that what they're doing does nothing but help you. You know, at all times, even when you go, oh, I don't know about that idea. You know for a fact that in the end result, when you sit on the other side of that was a great idea, you know, or that experience, or maybe it wasn't. Maybe you're willing to go through that failure together. Trust and we have been, you know, we have been. And that's really what's created the relationship.
So vision for the future, sometimes three people, one vision. What's the vision look like for Technicate and the rest of the organization?
Technicate's goal is to be a product development company. At this point right now, the vision in the first 3 years is we'd like to be continually churning about 7 projects for new products in any way, shape, or form, mostly entrepreneurs being able to stick in that range. For the go forward of the data centers, to continue to keep it awesome and residual business, you know, keep it growing from a small perspective to the high-end boutique data center that it is. And from Blue Dag, we absolutely have an exit plan for that. I mean, it's our product.
Well, let's talk about Blue Dag. What is it? Another catchy name. What's Blue Dag?
Blue Dag stands for the blue for access, right, for ADA, access to disability. And DAG is Disability Access Guidelines. So you now have Blue Dag, right? Mm-hmm. Basically what it is a mobile and web application that allows inspectors to come into buildings like this and instantaneously put up your phone and do ADA-based inspections in the building like this and go back to their desk and print out a report that helps you from what they call a CASP level, it's California Access Certified Specialist, hands you a report and ensure that your building is accessible.
So it sounds more like an example of your talent on the coding and so on versus something that ties directly to the heart of the business.
It is. It totally is. And it was a product that was developed through having a friend that was an SME, and they had a little file maker application. We looked at it and said, we can commercialize that. We could do it now.
Yes.
Together, let's partner and make this happen. And it was our first product. And, you know, I had great friends around with me as well that turned around and said, you know what, all these things you're doing are product development, man. You're not just a programmer. The product development is the company that Technicate should be. So having those people spurn those ideas have made what sits here today.
That's awesome. Yeah. So thinking about that as a for sure a win story, what's been the biggest challenge? What's the biggest hang-up? Any regrets along the way?
Regrets. Having blinders on. Okay. I would think would be the right thing. You end up, even from programming, if I can relate it to programming, you end up going down one pathway or one approach, and you don't look. You just say, this pathway's right, and you continue on that pathway because you believe it's right, and that's okay. You have that vision to want to do that pathway, and then someone around you turns around and goes, hey, you could have done that. You know, years ago, you could have done that, and you go, oh, wait a minute. You're right. That is what I'm really good at. And not being able to do that and having those blinders on and not listening to those people early enough probably is my biggest regret.
So thinking about the entrepreneurial community in Sacramento, if you had a message to give somebody who's at that early stage, they've got a good idea, maybe they haven't got it to market yet, advice on how to treat that business opportunity. In order to take it to a level like what you're doing with your company and beyond?
treat it with your passion. It has to be everything you want to do. I mean, if you really want to jump and be an entrepreneur, that's the first step that you want to do. And honestly, if you're listening to the show, you're already stepping in one direction, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you're listening in the right places and trying to answer those questions for yourself. So I think that's the first step is you got to jump. I mean, you have to want to jump, you know, and you cannot fear that jump in any way, shape, or form.
David Brown, founder of Technicate Solutions. You got to take that jump. Thanks for sharing your story. Love what you're doing for the entrepreneurial community as you help other people create opportunities. You know, opportunities created for everyone else around us. So thank you so much.
Appreciate being on the show.
You bet. Thank you. Nice job.
Fever burns, sweat it out.